This is The Phantom of Misty Hollow, written by Mimi Sher and read for you by Miriam Berger. Chapter 1. Nestled in the verdant hills of upstate New York lies the sleepy hamlet of Misty Hollow. It's a quaint little village that seems to be stuck in a time long past, with its Victorian homes, white picket fences, and single traffic light that sways gently in the breeze. But beneath its tranquil veneer, Misty Hollow harbors dark secrets and eerie legends that have been passed down through generations. One such legend tells of a ghostly figure that haunts the misty woods surrounding the town. They call it the Phantom of Misty Hollow. Some say it's the restless spirit of a Revolutionary War soldier who was betrayed by his own men. Others claim it's a vengeful specter that preys upon the living. But one thing is certain, those who venture into the woods at night are never seen again. Rosalind Fletcher had always been fascinated by the legend of the Phantom. As a child growing up in Misty Hollow, she would beg her grandpa to retell the spooky stories of the ghostly encounters and mysterious disappearances over and over again. But as she grew older, Rosalind dismissed the tales as mere folklore and superstition, until the night her world turned upside down. It was a balmy summer evening, and Rosalind was walking home from her job at the local diner. She usually avoided taking the shortcut through the woods, but she was running late to meet her boyfriend Jack and decided to risk it just this once. The sun was setting, casting long shadows through the trees as Rosalind hurried along the narrow dirt path, dead leaves crunching under her waitress shoes. An eerie mist curled around the bases of the towering oaks and maples, swirling and eddying in hypnotic patterns. Even though it was a warm night, a shiver ran down Rosalind's spine and goosebumps erupted at her arms. She quickened her pace, suddenly eager to reach the safety of the town square. As she rounded a bend in the path, Rosalind glimpsed a flash of movement out of the corner of her eye. She froze, heart pounding. Squinting into the deepening gloom, she spotted the dark figure lurking behind a gnarled oak tree. It was dressed all in black, with a long billowing cape, and where its head should be was only swirling mist. Rosalind's breath caught in her throat. It couldn't be. The Phantom? But the stories were just silly legends, right? Forcing herself to remain calm, she called out in a wavering voice. Who's there? Jack, is that you? If this is some kind of joke, it isn't funny. The shadowy figure stepped out from behind the tree, and Rosalind let out a strangled gasp. The spectator had no face, just an endless void of churning gray mist. It stretched out a bony hand and pointed a long, skeletal finger directly at her. Then a whispery voice cut through the still air, sending chills down her spine. Rosalind Fletcher, I've been waiting for you. Your time has come. Chapter 2. Rosalind willed her frozen limbs to move, to run, but she was rooted to the spot in terror. The Phantom glided towards her, its black cape billowing in an unseen breeze. As it drew closer, the temperature plummeted and Rosalind's breath puffed out in white clouds. "What do you want from me?" she asked, voice quavering. Her mind raced for any rational explanation. A prank? A waking nightmare? Anything but the impossible figure before her. I have a message for you, the Phantom intoned, its voice like dry leaves
Sample complete. Ready to continue?